All right. Well, I have, as many of you as I looked on your faces, have enjoyed the service, especially the participation of the children, the young people. It's wonderful. Let's give them one more hand for their efforts. But it wasn't just that they did it, but it was the attitude and the spirit in which they did. They were all happy to do it, happy to study. And that was the best thing about it. This is Palm Sunday. As Pastor Rhymes said, the events of this week, it only lasted a week. It only took 1 week to lift him up, to bring him low, and for God to raise him in the end. So I'm going to talk about the first half of the week, Palm Sunday, and a few events. And I'm going to save a balance, if I can, for Pastor Rhymes to close us out, since this is our Palm Sunday / Easter service. Palm Sunday, how is it viewed? Well, for the disciples, Jesus' followers and himself, it was considered the last road trip. They had taken many road trips before. They had gone all throughout the region traveling, but this one was the last one. They had gone healing the sick, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, but this would be the last road trip. Jesus knew it, but the disciples, they didn't know. They were always something exciting when they were with Jesus. Every day there was something new, something happening. This was a monumental event. Every time Jesus would say, "Pack up, boys, let's go," they knew, all right, something is going on. We're about to get in something good. But this would be the last trip. For the crowd that was awaiting him, this was the moment when the king that they were looking for would be coming. They shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna," which means save us. Save us, King. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For this poor and beat down and oppressed people, this was that moment that they would find a man of the people just like them. He didn't come from riches and wealth in their mind. He came from a lowly place just like them. And he had risen with supernatural power. Yes. And this was that moment where he would come and deliver them for their oppressors, from their oppressors, from the politicians and those in power. This was their moment. But for those devout Jews, those who held on to the biblical or the law and the standards, this was that greatest week of the whole year, where their sins that they had committed for the entire year would be forgiven and taken away by the lamb and the scapegoat. For different groups and different people, it all meant something different, but at the same time, all something great. Yes. Something great was about to happen this week. And they all were excited. So much so that those standing by heard those shouting at Jesus, "Hosanna," they said, "Jesus, tell them to quiet down. They're making too much noise." Yes. Jesus said, if these were to hold their peace, the very rocks would cry out. We know this is true because Jesus had power over even the winds and the waves. Yeah. So if the winds and the waves have moments and characteristics, we can believe that the very rocks, the stones on the ground, will begin to cry out and say, "Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Jesus said, "I can't tell them to hold their peace. They've been waiting for me a long time." But the scripture says that as Jesus approached Jerusalem, he began to weep within himself. He began to cry within himself. Yeah. Because he said, if only they knew the thing that will bring about peace. He says, but right now their eyes is hidden from their eyes. They can't see it. All these groups want peace. They all want something. But if they only knew the very thing that will bring about peace. But at this moment, it is hidden from their eyes. Well, what is this peace that they were looking for? Yes, they were looking for an ease, a peace and quiet, tranquility, a relief from the things that they were going through, something that wouldn't disturb them, something that wouldn't bother them. And they couldn't find it in the ways that were conventional. They couldn't find it by just not trying to think about it. You know, so many things can be in your mind and you would try to forget about it or imagine it's not there. That won't bring you peace. They couldn't purchase it. They couldn't go on a vacation and forget about it. Right. They couldn't do all these things. They couldn't block out their problems. Those things wouldn't bring about peace. The jury's verdict wouldn't give them peace. Many have won the court cases
and died in misery. Right. Because they didn't have that peace they were looking for. Right. The divorces wouldn't give them peace. Many have put away their husbands and their wives. Right. And they still, when they would come into the presence, would just get in disgust and uproar. Even after divorce, it didn't give them peace. What then would give them peace? Jesus said this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened." He said, "I know you're under a burden. I know you're wearing a lot of things on you. Come to me, and I will give you peace, not as the world giveth, but my peace I give to you." Well, what is this peace? What brings about this peace? It's not that I'm giving you something, but I'm not giving you the fine print. Many times you can buy a car and you get happy. That gives you peace. Until you read the fine print and you find out that you have an interest note that's twice what it should be. Right. The peace was given and right again, it was taken away. You can buy a house. You have that peace and excitement until you meet your neighbors. Right. And you find out your neighbors are the worst people on the planet. You got your peace and right away it was taken from you. Right. Many times you get married, you have that wonderful bride and groom, you have an instant peace until you have children. Wait a minute, let me say that differently. Many times you get married and have a wonderful wife and a wonderful husband, you have those children, you have peace until they become teenagers. Well, let me try that again. Let me say it differently. There are many ways we can get peace, and it can be taken right away from us at the same time. Jesus said, "This is the peace of the world, but something I'm going to give you cannot be taken away." He says, "Come unto me, you are laboring, you are heavy laden, you are under burden, you are under stress." He says, "And take my yoke upon you." Wait a minute. Now, that doesn't sound like peace. A yoke is something, it is an object that puts two mules together as they plow together. It is the thing that puts the horses together as they carry the load. Why, Jesus, are you trying to put me under something? He says, "My yoke is easy." I'm telling you up front, it is a yoke, yes. Right. But it is easy.
Right.
He says, "Yes, I'm telling you, you have a burden up front. I'm not going to sneak the burden on you. It is a burden, yes, but it's my burden.
Yes.
And my yoke is easy.
Yes.
And my burden, while it is a burden, it is light."
Yes.
Why is the yoke easy? Because Jesus himself, by trade, was a carpenter.
Yes.
And anything he put on those animals, it was smooth. And it fit perfectly around each animal. It was custom made yoke. In other words, anything that he puts on me is just for me.
Right.
It's not for passing around. It's not for my wife. It's just for me.
Yeah.
And if he put it on me, guess what? He knows I can handle it.
That's
and the other thing about the yoke is this. I'm not in the yoke alone. I'm yoked together with someone else. Who's in this yoke with me? Jesus himself.
Yes.
Meaning whatever I'm going through, he's going through it right there with me.
Yes.
And that's why the yoke is easy. The burden is light because he's helping me carry the burden. And so as he looked on the city of Jerusalem, he knew he was going to face death. He knew he was going to the old rugged cross. He was going to be there at Calvary on Golgotha's hill, the hill of skulls. But he knew, "I have to do this. This is the reason why I came into the world, that all those who are laboring might not have just peace within themselves, not just peace with their neighbors, but peace with Almighty God."
Yeah.
And that's the only true peace we can have in this world. When we come into peace with God, nothing else matters. When we come into an agreement with God, when we come into a relationship with God, nothing else matters, because whatever I'm going through, he's right there with me.
Yes,
he's going through it right there with me. No matter what burden I'm carrying, he's helping me carry the load.
Yes.
And so he walked in on that donkey, on that colt, on the ass, and they were saying, "Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord," laying the palms down, lifting him up. But just a few days later, they were going to bring him down. And that's why I'm going to turn over to Pastor Rhymes, and he carries on to Easter Sunday.
They lifted him up.
Yes, sir.
And then they brought him down.
Yes.
And then God lifted him up again.
Yes, he did.
And that's what happens in your life. Death, burial, resurrection.
Yes,
we all have to go through that.
Yes.
No professional person, no good person has made it in life without death, burial, resurrection. I worked with Oprah Winfrey before she was famous. She was a big fat girl. And she used to get on the elevator, and I would always hold the elevator for her. And I told her, one day when you become famous, don't forget me. But I think she forgot me. But I told her, you're going to be famous one day. She said, oh, no. We worked on the 17th floor in Chicago in a building, and she was not the famous person. She was going through a lot of persecution, but she made it. So has a lot of other people. And that's writing on the front of the page of the program says, no matter who's the president,
yes.
Jesus is the king.
Yes, he is.
And Jesus is the one in charge of all our lives today. So you guys be encouraged. Lift up your heads. We're going to shake your hands as we always do. We're going to sing a song. I want you, when you hear the chorus of this song, to help me sing it for the children. This is a song that we like to dismiss with in church because it asks the question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? When you're tempted, always stop and think, what, oh, what would Jesus do? And so no matter what you're going through, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? If you're separated from your family, if you're in a place you don't want to be, if you're having pains you don't want to endure, if you're tired and sick of life and the rut you're in, what would Jesus do? He went through the cross. What would Jesus do? It goes like this. If the thankful ways of life you are tempted to pursue, just stop and think before you. What would Jesus do? What, oh, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do? When you're tempted, always stop and think. What, oh, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus do? Let your heart from sin be clean and your strength in him renew. Let meekness in your works be seen. Thus would Jesus do. What, oh, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do? Oh, when you're tempted, always stop and think. What, oh, what would Jesus do? If your brother is in need and to him you would be true, then show your love by word and deed. Thus would Jesus do. What, oh, what would Jesus do? Oh, what would Jesus do? When you're tempted, always stop and think. What, oh, what would Jesus do? Let your light forever shine. Keep the will of God in view. To sinners prove his love divine. That would Jesus do. What, oh, what would Jesus do? We're gonna shake your hand. What would Jesus do? Yes, when you're tempted, always stop and think. What, oh, what would Jesus do? When you're to the judgment brought, will you always have been true? Then don't forget the solemn thought. What would Jesus do? Eternal God, we thank you for this service. Bless each one, Lord, as we go. Give them a safe trip to their destinations and a peaceful rest this night. Bless us as we go through the wet and the dangerous streets. We ask that you would bless us as we part. And we ask that you would touch those that are afflicted. Touch those that need help. We ask that you would be with them all along the way. And Lord, as we go through the Easter season, let us remember, what, oh, what would Jesus do? In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what would Jesus do? Yes, when we're tempted.